In the day's other headlines, the Trump administration is suspending the processing of visa applications for citizens from 75 countries. That includes green cards, fiancé visas, and certain kinds of work visas. Among the countries listed by the State Department today are Afghanistan, Brazil, Colombia, Egypt, Iran, and Russia. In a statement, the State Department said the pause is meant to prevent the entry of foreign nationals who would take welfare and public benefits. The new policy starts January 21st. It will not apply to those seeking non-immigrant visas or temporary tourist or business visas. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin says she is under federal investigation for her involvement in a video telling U.S. troops to resist illegal orders. The Iraq War veteran and former CIA analyst organized the November video in which she and five other Democratic lawmakers told military personnel not to follow orders if they are unlawful. President Trump and his aides have called that video seditious. In a video posted to social media today, Slotkin said the president is using the federal government to go after his critics.
To be clear, this is the president's playbook. Truth doesn't matter, facts don't matter, and anyone who disagrees with him becomes an enemy, and he then weaponizes the federal government against them. It's legal intimidation and physical intimidation meant to get you to shut up.
Three other lawmakers who appeared in that November video also confirmed today that they've been contacted by Trump officials. It comes just days after Arizona Senator Mark Kelly said he's suing the Pentagon over its efforts to punish him over his involvement. The U.S. Supreme Court today revived a Republican congressman's challenge to an Illinois law that allows mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day. The case was not about the ballots themselves, but whether candidates like Congressman Mike Bost have the right to such challenges. The state had argued that allowing the suit would open the door to more election-related cases. The court also sided with police today in a case that would allow officers to enter a home without a warrant in emergencies. It stems from an incident in Montana involving an Army veteran who police feared was suicidal. In Thailand, at least 32 people were killed today when a construction crane collapsed onto a moving passenger train, causing it to derail. The crash site was a mess of mangled steel with crushed railway cars scattered along the tracks. The enormous red crane was being used to construct an elevated section of a new high-speed rail project. On the ground, rescue teams scoured the wreckage for survivors and tended to some of the 60 people who were injured. Eyewitnesses recalled how it all unfolded.
I heard the noises screeching and then bam, bam, bam. When the dust settled, I saw the top of the train carriage. I heard people shouting, "Save the children first." I saw them pulling many people out.
Thailand's prime minister visited the scene after the crash and called for an investigation. Verizon says its engineers are working today to identify and solve a nationwide outage to its wireless data and voice services. According to the tracking website Down Detector, more than 180,000 users reported outages at one point today from Seattle to Atlanta to Boston. Many users reported showing zero bars on their phone or SOS, which indicates no connection except to make emergency calls. But New York emergency officials said the outage even affected some users trying to call 911. The U.S. housing market slumped for a fourth straight year in 2025. The National Association of Realtors said today that the number of existing homes sold last year totaled just over 4 million, virtually unchanged from 2024, and still at 30-year lows. It comes as prices remain high. The median home price for all of last year rose to around $414,000. There are signs of hope, though. Sales last month were the strongest in nearly 3 years when taking into account seasonal factors. Luxury retailer Saks Global filed for bankruptcy protection today. The parent company of retailers like Saks Fifth Avenue and Bergdorf Goodman has been struggling amid increased competition and a heavy debt load following its acquisition of Neiman Marcus in 2024. Saks says its stores will stay open as it restructures under bankruptcy protection. Meantime, on Wall Street today, stocks were down as bank and tech shares took a hit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped around 40 points. The NASDAQ dropped more than 200 points. The S&P 500 also ended lower on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, an FBI raid of a reporter's home raises concerns about the intimidation of the free press. Pressure and partisan divides build in Congress over several major pieces of legislation, and how a small tweak to U.S. laws could have a huge impact on hemp products.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.